That I never would have said this before, for today I don't think it could ever be possible, but Medrash beat us. 325 people. Including the Rosh Hashiva, all the Rabbim, all the Kollel people, everyone there. If you've ever been in a scary moment before where you wanted to go to the bathroom, and it was by far the scariest thing that's ever happened to you, that was it. I don't know if anybody's met Rev Moskowitz before, but that was one of the scariest things. He's almost as scary as the Rosh. Almost as scary. But everything worked out well. Wow, you guys turned into more transfers. You're awesome. Okay, everybody's hilarious. All right, guys, let's go. Everybody was here last week. Great. For those guys who weren't here last week and we're starting off this week, we spoke about last time Esav and Yaakov. Esav and Yaakov, the type of an idea, the idea that was given over was the following, that Esav had a job, Yaakov had a job. Esav and Yaakov, at the end of the day, did not work out so well. It ended up being that Yaakov Avinu took over both jobs, and he became the king, and that was it. We're going to see Lishitaso. The same machlokas Rivka Yemenu and Yitzchak Avinu came into this week's parsha between Yaakov and Leah. We're going to lead up to it, and we're going to get to it, but it's going to take a little bit of time. So until that time comes, let's go. Manoah points out, there are two times that it says in this week's parsha in the Medrash Rabbah that a tzaddik, when he leaves the city, leaves a roshim, leaves a siman on the city. Two times that it says it. So both of them are by Vayetze Yaakov and then Vayelech Harona. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harona. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, it says that he left a roshim on the city when he left. And Vayelech Harona, he says he left a roshim on the city when he left. The question is why? Why do you have to say it twice? And plus, what does it mean? What does it mean when we say something like that, Vayetze Yaakov, Vayelech Harona, that there's all those things? A person has to work very, very hard when it comes to parnasa or anything like that. While he's doing it, he's got to remain Tahor. He's got to become Nivdal. He's got to become Kadosh. He's got to put himself on the level of Sulam Mutzav Artsa, where a ladder is sticking on the ground, where he's stuck on the ground. He's in Gashmias, and he does things in this world, but Rosho Magia Shamayma. That his head is up there in Shamayim. That he's only thinking Torah thoughts, even though he's around there in this world. Ami Aratzim, back then, they used to know Tilim Bal Peh. Did I tell you about my little Tehillim thing? Did I tell you about it yet? I had a deal where I was going to learn Tehillim Baal Peh, my little corner over there on base. I was going to learn Tehillim by heart. I was going to do the whole thing by heart. I start off with the first one, Asher Yisrael, Lo Alach Be'atzis V'Shrayim V'Derech HaTanyu Lo Omed Vol Shalitzim Lo Yashav. Still there. And I kept going. I got to Ches, and I went crazy. I couldn't take it anymore. I have no idea how they memorize so much. I have no idea. I couldn't remember what Dalid was. Couldn't remember what Hay was. These people, I have no idea how these Amiratzim, people are nobodies. Nobodies. People who barely knew Aleph Beis. They learned Tehillim Baal Peh, and while they worked, they said Tehillim. How avai we could be like that. That when we go out to work, we say Tehillim. That when we go out anywhere, we go out and say Tehillim. That's the way it's supposed to be. Sulam Mutzavarsa Barosho Magia Shamayma. The way a person gets that is by making a simin, by making a roshim. It doesn't mean that he made a simin or a roshim on the city necessarily. Not that there was anything lacking in the city. You'll find out tomorrow morning when I leave if there's a simin missing. It's more than that. It's that if there's a simin that you're connected with, do you connect yourself back to anywhere? Do you put yourself in a place that you always wish you were? And do you remember something? Call it a talisman. Call it something mental, a spiritual Dvar Torah, something that's out there that anytime you think something's going on, you always think back and you're like, oh, that's there. If you have that, then even when you're in America, I guarantee you, you'll still be okay. Guarantee you. But when you go back to America and you don't prepare yourself, you just go there. You don't think about anything that you have to do. You don't think about any other things. You just say, I'm just going and everything's going to be okay. You'll be messed up. And it'll start on the plane. It'll start on the plane. Because it's unbelievable how no matter where you go, Al Al, Air Canada, Lufthansa, Swiss Air, everything, the people that work behind the counter are the greatest shadchanim you've ever seen before in your life. There's a yeshiva guy. There's a seminary girl. Let's put them together. And someone works every time. You get on the plane and you're stark. You might even have a hat on your head. And you're for sure wearing a white shirt. And you're getting on the plane and you're like, I'm going to be good. This is going to be stark. And all of a sudden, a girl sits down next to you. And you're like, oh no. And you want to be the guy.
Well, I'll be okay if you're okay. I'll just lean over here. Don't worry, you got this thing, a mechitza in between us. Eh.
Good joke. Good one. I still remember it vivid. where I was married and I was coming home with my wife and we couldn't get seats together. It was a last second thing. We were coming home at the same time, but we couldn't get seats together. And we had one kid at the time, just Devorah, and my wife was sitting in a seat next to a yeshiva guy. I don't want to say what yeshiva he was from. And I was sitting in a seat like across the aisle, whatever, across, along the way. And I don't know what it was, but we went up to the guy and we said, "Do you mind if we switch?" And he said, "No, it's okay." That's what he said to me. "No, it's okay." I'm like, "No, do you mean, do you mind if I just sit down in this seat and you take that seat over there?" He's like, "No, I'll be okay." I'm not looking out for your ruchnius, buddy. I don't know who you are. I just want to sit next to my wife. The guy's taking this is like, no, I'm fine. Spiritually, I can sit next to a woman and I can take it. "Oh, sure you can. Oh, you're so brave. You're so brave. I'm so proud of you, Rambo. You've done well for yourself. You learned really well. What in the world is this?" And then you get on the plane and the TV will give you anything you want. Isn't it unbelievable, unreal, that every airplane in the whole business is going out? They're all losing money, millions of dollars. And the Satan got them. And the Satan said to them, "You know what you should do? I got a great idea. Put TVs on the back of every single seat. That way, no matter what you do, you'll have to watch TV. And when you try turning it off, it doesn't turn off." I don't know why not. I press it hard. Then I press it soft. Then I call the stewardess. "Sir, we're going off the... I don't want to watch TV. I'm trying so hard." "All right, it's on anyway. What's on?" "Oh, it's a Will Smith movie. I like Will Smith. It's probably clean. It's probably clean." And then you go on. And then you go on. It's such a pillow. The plane ride on the way home. The plane ride on the way here is Avir Dar Tzisrael Mechakim. It makes you smarter. The plane ride on the way home is Tuma beyond Tuma. Just throw yourself down there. If you don't connect yourself, if you don't have something holding you back down, connect yourself back to wherever you're from, probably base, then you're not going to survive. You're not going to make it. You're going to go back and you're done. And that's what happened to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu went, and he left Beersheba, went over to Lavan, and he connected himself back. But all of a sudden, Eliphaz came. And Eliphaz took away everything from him, and took away the Kedusha. And Yaakov had to make another one. And it's hard to make another Roshan. It's hard to get involved again. Whether that was the time they went to Yeshiva Shem Dever for 14 years, or whether that was the time that was Vayitka Bamakum, Vayolan Shem. Whichever one it is, he needed a new connection. Had he not made it, he never would have survived the 20 years at Lavan's house. It took a lot for Yaakov Yenu to be able to do it. For us, it takes a heck of a lot more. A heck of a lot more. You need to make yourself go back. So Tiferes Shlomo says, so Yaakov Avinu slept that day. What's the purpose of tzaddikim not sleeping? Why in the world do tzaddikim not sleep? I could tell you story after story after story of people that I know did not sleep. Do not sleep. People that I stayed by, people that I was here around during times of Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, in which I could tell you certain people in this yeshiva that just don't sleep. Rebbeim, obviously. That just don't sleep. What is the purpose of not sleeping? What's the shot behind such a thing? I know this seems random. Rambam says you got to get 8 hours of sleep. You honestly think the Rambam got 8 hours of sleep? Think he slept for more than 3 hours a night? Think he slept for anything like that? So what's the shot? Night is a scary time. Night's a time where the shlita, the chitzonios rule. All the shadim are out there. The worst things in the world are out there, and they're mekatrigim, they're accusers, and they're ready to destroy. And when a guy stays up at night and he learns at night, whether it's just for an hour, or 2 hours, or 3 hours, and you have night seder, you destroy those mekatrigim. You take away your taivas. You think it's stam, the rabbina makes nativ aryeh you stay up at night? Think it's stam? It destroys their taivas. He's a very smart man, rabbina. He knows what he's doing. It destroys their taivas. When does everybody get together and party? You don't do it at 12 o'clock during the day. You do it at night. You stay up all night. The drinking is at night. And basis during the day as well. Way to go. But it's everywhere. You do it at night. The night is the time when all that happens. And you want to combat that. You want to fight that. You want to go up against it. You got to lose your sleep. You got to learn. You got to sit there and learn. David slept like a shina sus. David slept like a horse. You know what sus means? Samech v'samech. That's somech v'somech. you is so mech, the entire world relied on David HaMelech not sleeping at night. Because David HaMelech didn't have time to learn during the day. He was the Mepharnes during the day. He was the king during the day, like we learned last week. So when did he learn? From midnight. Chatzos Laila Akum Lehodos Loch. I get up at midnight and I learn until morning. And when I got to work, I go to work. I go to work. That's what the point is. And he sat there and he learned and he made the world survive. The Magid, who's a Malach, so to speak, said to the Beis Yosef, if you knew how many worlds were destroyed when you're Mevato Torah, you wouldn't sleep a second. You would keep waking yourself up until you died. You don't know what's being destroyed when you sleep. You don't know what's happening when you were Mevato Torah. When you have the chance, you do it. If there's a Thursday night, you stay up. Don't be such a baby. Friday mornings are made for football after no sleep. Let the animal, big blue, yell all he wants. It doesn't make a difference. Don't sleep on a night where you have a chance to stay up as long as you possibly can. You got nothing to do on Friday but get up or the Rosh will yell at you. It's the only thing, it's the only time that a person can really feel like he can do something on your own. We used to have minyanim here for Vasik. Minyanim here. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. Let's stay up a little bit until Shacharis so the Rosh Hashiva sees you. And then go to sleep afterward. It's not that big of a deal. What are you doing on a Friday? Hanging out in Gula. Chilling out in Gula. I love those sufganiyot. I love them. Uri's Pizza is absolutely unbelievable with the caramel sufganiyot. Deal with it. Deal with it. For one day, deal with it. And have somebody bring them back for you. Have a TJ guy bring it back for you. Have America's guy bring it back for you. Have somebody else bring it back for you. It's Thursday night. It's Thursday night. There's everything to do. That's number one. That's, by the way, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso. By Paro, it's Vayikatz Paro. By Yaakov, it's Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso. Mishnaso is his Mishnayis. He woke up in order to learn. That's why the first time it says, and he woke up. The second time it says, Vayashkim, he just got up. Vayikatz means he was sleeping and he got up. Vayashkim means he actually just stood up. He was learning all night long up until then. The Shekhinah woke him up to go ahead and learn. That's how important your thoughts have to be. Not only while you're going somewhere, your thoughts have to be so important anywhere. You know how important it is? It's so hard to say this in certain yeshivas, and I didn't say it in certain yeshivas. I didn't go through this board. Such a strange thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Yaakov Yinu to walk somewhere outside the Haran, then he turned around and realized, Oy vey! Oy vey! Did I pass by the Makom HaMikdash and I didn't even realize it? How could I have done such a thing? I passed by the whole Makom HaMikdash. What happened? And he turned around, and according to Rashi, it's a machlokas Rashi Ramban. Ramban says he took one step and he found himself in Eretz Yisrael right by the Makom HaMikdash. But according to Rashi, the land folded up underneath him, so that while he was standing in Chutz Laretz, he was really in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael was right underneath him. You know what Pshat is? If you're in Eretz Yisrael and your mind's on Chutz Laretz, all you're thinking about is that football game, you're not really in Eretz Yisrael. You're not here. You're in Chutz Laretz. If you're in Chutz Laretz and your mind's on Eretz Yisrael, then you're Mizrahi. You're in Eretz Yisrael. You're here. You're here. You're in the Beis HaMikdash. There's nothing more that a person could ask for. Keep your thoughts here. And the only way to do that is to get that, tie the string behind you. And that's the remez by the whole idea of the land folding up underneath him. That even while he was in Chutz Laretz, the Beis HaMikdash was with him. How do you think they ate the Korban Pesach? How do you think they ate the Korban Pesach while they were in Mitzrayim? What do you think they did? You can't eat the Korban Pesach outside of Eretz Yisrael. There's a Rashi. It's really based on the Targum Yonasim in Uziel and Parshas Beshalach. That Be'esos Chamal Kanfei Nesharim. I flew you on the wings of eagles. I brought you over to Yerushalayim. No, Pshabianta, what? Everybody went to Yerushalayim. They ate the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim? No! Yerushalayim was brought to them! Because while they were thinking, I want to be in Eretz Yisrael, I want to be in Eretz Yisrael, I want to eat this in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael said, fine. And it's Eretz HaTzvi. Not only does that mean beauty, as you can obviously see, it also means it's stretchy. Like a deer. Like a deer. The skin stretches and he can use it. It's an ability. Thank you for the copy. Balding, you're awesome. It's an ability for something to just stretch out and go wherever you are. Wherever you are, Eretz Yisrael is with you if your thoughts are there. And if your thoughts aren't there, then even if you're here, you're not really here. You might as well be in America. Because you're not here. And Kedushas Eretz Yisrael follows that tremendously. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael goes where you go. It does while you do. And that's the pshat, by the way, behind Marif. Yaakovin all of a sudden comes up with this chop of Marif. Devils all daven three tefillos a day. If they figured out all the mitzvahs, you don't think they figured out the concept of davening three tefillos a day? Figured out everything else, but they couldn't figure out Marif? Marif is different. Marif's a reshus. Marif's not a chova. What's the deal with Marif? And why did Yaakovinu have to set it up? What did Yaakovinu have to do with anything? Avraham Avinu was chesed. Mitzvos asay. We love doing mitzvos. Everybody wants everybody else to do their mitzvos. Can you borrow someone's talus without asking them? Yes. Because everyone wants their mitzvos to be done by other people. It's a mitzvah asay. It's chesed. Yitzchak Avinu is gevura. That's mitzvos lo sasay. Mitzvos lo sasay. You got to be strong. And don't do those mitzvos lo sasay. When the sun is shining and it's showing itself, that's chesed. And that's when Avraham Avinu made his tefillah. When the sun is setting and you see things going wrong and bad things, that's gevura. That's mincha. Yaakov Avinu, it's got a different derech altogether. Different derech altogether. Mariv stands for an eruv, a mixture. Because Yaakov Avinu is the mix. He's not chesed, he's not gvura, he's MS, he's the combination of both tiferes, according to the words of the Sfarim. Sfarim HaKadoshim, as they say. He's tiferes, he's a mixture, he's an eruv, he's arov, a mixture of everything together. That's what Mariv is. Mariv is at a time when you don't need to do anything, you do it anyway. Ata Kadosh. The Shimcha Kadosh, we say in our Shemoneh Esrei, that's the bracha of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu figured out that even though you don't have to, you do it anyway. You do it anyway, even though it's just a reshus. That's what you do. That makes you holy. That makes you a real person. That makes you shalem. That's what Yaakov Avinu figured out. Yitzchak and Avraham Avinu did it as a chova. They daven Marav as a chova. They saw that they had to do three tefillos a day. Yaakov Avinu, even though it could have been during the day, check out the Gemara and Brachos and Daf Chav Vav and Aleph. Even though you could do it during the day, Mibod Yom, he decided to do it at night when it didn't have to be done, said it could be a Rishus. And we paskin later on that it's a Chova, we took it upon ourselves as a Chova. That's the way a person has to be. You gotta be Makdish yourself. You gotta have holy thoughts. You gotta put your thoughts into it. I'm skipping one board. So again, I don't have that much time, it's already 11 o'clock. Somebody was late. Sulamut Savarta of Barosha Magia Shamayo. Your whole world is you standing on the ground, living in this world, Gashmis, and your head is up in Shemayim. I don't know if anybody's been Zocha to see Rav Avram Shor. Rav Avram Shor speak. I don't know if anybody's been there. Even when he speaks, he doesn't look at people. He closed his eyes for 45 straight minutes the last time he talked in Chicago. I tried doing it, I almost threw up after two. And I wasn't even talking. It's unbelievable what a person can do if they want to be makdish themselves. But it takes work. It takes work. Now, with that introduction of kavana and holiness and everything like that, I am leading you into an unbelievable vort that's the Lishitaso of Rifki Menu. You think what the Avos and the Imos did was pashit? You think the fight between Yaakov and Leah was pashit? Let me give you guys a medrash. Das the Canaan brings it down to the back of the Binkers Kedolos. It says, Ve'eni Leah Rakos. The eyes of Leah are soft. Matnosea Aruchos. Her gifts are long. What in the world does that mean? That the gifts that she got are long. The gifts that she got are long. What does that mean? What do we understand by that? Now, that's number one. Number two, why did she cry? She cried because why? Because she knew she was going to have to marry Esav. Why is that bad to marry Esav? If that's your zivug in Shemayim, why is that bad? That's your zivug. What's the problem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to marry that person. You're set up in Shemayim. What's the problem? What's she complaining about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the greatest zivugim. He's the Shadchan beyond Shadchanim. He's the Shadchan beyond Shadchanim. So what are you complaining about? You're crying for somebody that you know through Ruach HaKodesh you're supposed to marry? Obviously there's a reason. Obviously there's a reason. Yaakov Avinu was punished later on for Dinah not marrying Esav. Punished. Dinah was raped because of it. So Leah wasn't punished. Leah cried. Why is Leah crying? What's she complaining about? That's number two. Question number two. Number three, and this is the bomb. The bomb. The absolute bomb. There's a medrash. I'm going to be very careful with how I say this. I'll be very careful. The Medrash says, Yaakov Avinu, when he woke up in the morning, Vinehi Leah, behold, she was Leah, looked at her and said, you're Leah, you're Ramisa Bas Ramai, you're a liar, the daughter of a liar, you're the daughter of Lavan Aramai. How could you do this to me? All night long I called out Rachel and you said yes. Rachel, you said yes. Rachel, and you said yes. How could you lie to me? What's wrong with you? And Leah looked at him and said, I had a great teacher. I had an unbelievable teacher. Your father kept calling you Esav, and you said yes. Are you Esav? And you said yes. I had a great teacher. Oh, snap. What in the world is going on here? What is... Chas v'shalom, I'm not going to say this word. What's a daytime talk show? Like, let's bring in this husband and wife who can't get along with one another. Let's see what they have. And all of a sudden, Leah's the hated wife, the despised wife. Yaakov can't stand her. Can't stand her. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. First of all, if such a thing were true, how could they be avos and imos? This is the lesson that they're teaching me. This is the lesson that they're telling me. How could that mean anything? Number two. What in the world are we supposed to gain from something like this? What is the lesson? Okay. So you have those three questions. What type of chassid are you again?
I don't remember.
To the T. I know it's to the T. Shabiner?
Sure.
You don't know. The only person who I thought would know, I've been waiting until this moment to be able to find out what it was, and I can't find out. I heard this vort from originally my Rebbe in Midrashim, Revelio 11 from Shari Tuna, Yeshiva Shari Tuna. I also heard it, a version thereof, from Shua Garden's older brother Tzvi, and the name of the Rebbe that the gardens hold of, who Shua can't remember. Yeah, that's on posterity, Shua. Hope your father listens to that. So, this is just absolutely crazy. But I'm going to start off with the shtickle Rav Wolfson and finish it all off. You have to understand something. You don't think Yaakov had a plan? You don't think Yaakov had a plan? You don't think he knew what he was doing? Yaakov had an awesome plan. Yaakov knew he was Esav and Yaakov, as we said last week. He's a man of two people. He has Esav's job in this world and Yaakov's job in this world. He's got to be both. So of course he's got to marry Rachel and Leah. It was pushed to him that he had to marry Rachel and Leah. But when he first saw Rachel, and he saw that she was going to die early, and it seemed like she wasn't going to be buried with him, he cried. He cried. You know why? Because Yaakov Aminu's face is on the Kisei HaKavod. The Anochi Lo Yadati says in Itutei Shemshon. Anochi Lo Yadati, Achein Yesh Hashem B'Makom Hazeh. Achein is Aryeh Kruv Nesher. There's four faces on the Kisei HaKavod. There's a lion, there's a Nesher. The shore was up there and was taken down and made into a Kruv by Yecheskel because of the Egel Azov. Achein is Aryeh Kruv Nesher. Yesh Hashem B'Makom Hazeh. Those are up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anochi, Aryeh Nesher Kruv Yaakov Lo Yadati. That I had no idea. That I'm up there on the Kisei HaKavod. He had no idea that it was Me'ein Shufrei the Adam Arishon. That the Adam that was on there looked like him. He had no idea that was true, says Yaakov Avinu. Anochi lo yadati. He's the Kisei HaKavod. He's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. How is Hashem going to manifest Himself in this world? How is He going to show Himself? Is He going to be this Galya revealed to people? Is He going to show Himself? Is everybody going to see the Shechina? Or is it going to be Beiskasya, covered up? Nobody gets it. Nobody sees him. Nobody knows what's going on. How's it going to work? Rachel Imenu was the Alma Diz Galya, and Leah Imenu was an Alma Diz Kasya. Rachel Imenu is Rachel Mevak Al Baneha. Rachel cries for her children. Not Leah. Not Rivka. Not Sarah. No one else. Only Rachel cries for her children. Why Rachel Imenu? She lived in a world... that was Olam Diskalia. What we see is what we get. When something bad happened, she cried. When something great happened, she laughed. When something in the middle happened, she smirked. She did whatever she needed to do to make the world run. She saw the world as is. And when we have problems, we go to Rachel Imenu. And we say, Rachel Imenu, cry for us. I think Mama Rachel cry for us again is a pasuk. It's a pasuk. I don't think it's just a song. That's right, the whistling. It's Rachel Imenu understands what this world is all about. We cry, and she cries with us. She understands that. While Leah is a different person altogether. She sees the world from a completely different perspective. She's an Alma Diskasya. She sees it from God's perspective. She looks down from Shemayim, and anything good that happens can really be bad. And anything bad that happens can really be good. If we say to Leah Imenu, daven for us, there's tzoros, there's terrible things happening. Leah says, it's for the good. Don't worry. That's what she stood for. She knew that even though Esav was successful, even though Esav had great things going for him, he's a rich guy, he's paying for Torah, he's wearing a frock. She knew he's a faker. In Shemayim, he's a faker. She could see through him. Because she's a world of Iskasya. And she cried. I have to marry him. She cried. So Yaakovinu said, I have a plan. You want to hear my plan? It's awesome. I'll marry Rachel first. I'll marry Rachel first. And I know she's going to die. And I'll have the four shvatim that I need to have from her. I'll have Yosef, Binyamin, Yisachar, and Zvulun. Those will be my children from Rachel Imenu. Yosef HaTzadik, he'll be the king. He'll be the Bechor as well. Binyamin HaTzadik, he'll be the Levi. And Yisachar and Zvulun will have the perfect relationship. And God will reveal Himself to us with Rachel Imenu. God will come down. I stand for the Kisei HaKavod. The Kisei HaKavod will be Bizgalya. No Golos. No exile. No Mitzrayim, no nothing. If Rachel Imenu will die and be buried in Maras Machpelah with me, that means the Jews will only have it good. There won't be anything bad. But Leah stood for Iskasya. And if Leah's buried with me, then the Shechina is going to be Iskasya. Shechina is going to be hidden. There's going to be Golos. There's going to be terrible things that happen to Klal Yisrael. I can't let that happen, said Yaakov Avinu. I can't let that be. So he looked at Leah. You're a liar. You're a Ramai. You're following Lavan. You don't think I had a plan? Now, I don't suggest saying this to a girl on the first day. But I was going to marry you second. I was going to marry you later on. I wouldn't be over on Achos Ishto because my first wife would already be dead. I'd have no chatayim. I'd have no sins. And everything would have been perfect in this world. There would be nothing wrong. And you, Leah Imenu, messed it up. How could you do this to me? How in the world could you have done this to me? And that's Pshat in Arami Ovid Aviv, I heard Mitzrayim. Because Lav and Arami tricked my father, we immediately went down to Mitzrayim. That's Pshat beyond the Pasuk. Because he did that, Leah married Yaakov, we got Golos. They had to go down to Mitzrayim. So you ready for Leah's answer? Oh, Leah killed him. Leah killed him. And it's a machlokas l'shitasam. Yaakov Avinu held like Yitzchak Avinu. And Leah held like Rivka Imenu. You ready for this? You ready for this? Because this is awesome. This is possibly, not possibly, the best vort you'll ever hear. Until I come back. Then we'll see what happens. It's unreal. Unreal. She yelled back at him. And she said, Chas v'shalom Yaakov Avinu. I also had a plan. Why didn't Rivka Imenu go to Yitzchak Avinu and say to him, honey, you're wrong. Esav's not the right man for the job. Give the bracha to Yaakov. Give it to him. Don't give it to Esav. Why couldn't they discuss this? I had a nevuah, the Rav Yavod Tzoyer. The older one will serve the younger one. It's Pashut, said Leah. Pashut that I know what to do, said Rivka Imenu. So Rivka Imenu had a plan. What was the plan? When something is bizgalya, when something is revealed, when there's something that's out there and so clear as day, like the first luchos, the satan gets involved. Satan starts complaining. Satan says, do they really deserve this? Do you really think they should get this? Do you really think that thing should happen or this thing should happen? Do you think this guy should win the lottery? Do you think this guy should find that $20 in the street? Do you think this guy should be involved in this and that and the other? And this business and that business and the other business? Do you really think that should happen? The sultan starts complaining. Says this guy doesn't deserve it. He starts yelling. Be'iskalya, the sultan gets involved. Be'iskasya, the sultan looks at the maisa and he says, this is horrible. Do you think that God's going to want this to happen? This looks terrible. This looks like the worst thing in the world. I don't need to get involved, says the sultan. It's bad enough as it is. I'll let it go. I'll let it be. Yehuda and Tamar. Rus and Boaz. David HaMelech's story for those who know. Lot and his two daughters brings Mashiach. Because the sultan looks at it and says, no way. No way Mashiach is coming from this match. But when it's Bizgalia, the sultan is involved. He complains and he says, no way. I don't want it to happen. I don't want this to be. So what Rivka Aminu did was she didn't do it Bizgalia. She didn't go up to Yitzchak Avinu and say, give it to Yaakov. She made Yaakov go in a roundabout way and lie so that he would come in and the sultan wouldn't complain. The sultan would say, oh, he lied to his daddy? There's no way he's going to get these brachos. No way God's going to allow it to go. But because it was a psak of the Gedolah Hador, a psak halacha, it can change the sheker into an emes. It can change the whole world with the psak of a Gedolah Hador. We can't decide to go do something biskasya, go and marry a zona like Yehuda and Tamar. We can't do that. Yehuda can decide that. Yehuda, Lot can decide that. Boaz can, I shouldn't say Lot. Lot's daughters, who are tzaddikim, can decide that. Check out the Igris Moshe Chelek Chesen Akdama. Somebody else, David HaMelech, can decide that. Other people can decide that. But you, not you. We can't do such a thing. But they could. And Rivka Aminu paskind, let's live in a world of iskasya. Let's live in this world where the sultan's not involved. It'll be better for us in the long run. It'll be better for us. Said Leah, I had a teacher. It wasn't you, Yaakov, it was your mom. Your mother decided. When your mother decided that you were supposed to do a biskasya, I knew this world has to run through me. Not through Rachel Imenu. Through me. The world is an iskasyatika world. The world is a world where the Shekhinah is not revealing itself. Where the Satan doesn't directly accuse anybody. Where the Satan looks at something and says, I don't think I have to get involved. And Leah was darn right. Rachel Imenu's children lost it. Yosef Atzadik, he was king. And then he wasn't. Binyamin Atzadik, Shlomo HaMelech was king. And then he wasn't. Because Rachel Imenu, the world's Yizkalia, bad things happen. And you don't understand why. But Leah's kids, Satan never accused them. Satan looked at it and said, she's hated. Can you believe this? She named her kids. Look at my son. Look at my son. Maybe now my husband will be with me. Hear how I've had so many bad things in my life. My husband hates me. Maybe now my husband will hang out with me. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the complex that's going through those kids' heads? Because on the outside, it looked like Leah was hated. On the outside, what we see in a world that's so messed up, in which you can't see anything from the outside, she looks terrible. She's not. She's not. Yaakov Avinu loved Leah. He believed that the greatest way to bring about the Shekhinah was Bizgalia. And that's why he wanted Rachel to be his wife more than Leah. But in love, did he treat the children differently? Did he treat Leah differently? Never! Chas v'shalom, you're not because if you say so. Never! There's no such thing by an av and a name. No such thing. Said Leah, Imenu. My plan was to make it a world of iskasya, just like Rivka decided. Just like Rivka. And we weren't the first ones to come up with this. Chava decided it in the very, very beginning. It's a womanly thing. Men can't understand it. And I'm serious when I say that. Chava decided it's time to eat from the fruit. Do you notice how Adam ate it? Vatiten gam lisha vayochal. At least Chava put up a friggin' fight. Is that unbelievable? Chava went up and said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm not going to eat. Okay, fine, I'll eat. Adam, she just gave it to him. Ugh. Unbelievable. It's a world that we don't understand. It's a world that's covered up. It's a world that's confusing. To That's what Chava decided for the world to be like. This is what Chava wanted. This is what Chava wanted in the world, and Rivka Aminu went through with it. Rivka Aminu, aside from the fact that she was a Gilgal of Chava, she wanted this. And Leah decided this. And Leah said, this is the way the world has to run, Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu was masking. The world had to run to an Achos Ishto sort of situation. The world had to run where Yaakov Avinu looks a little bit bad on the outside, so that Leah's kids make it. Reuven is still the Bechor. Levi still has the Levi and the Kuna. Yehuda still is the Melech. Yisachar Zvulun retained the relationship. Only Shimon messed it up, and that's because of Dina, and that's a story for another time. That's a story for a different time altogether. Such an unbelievable idea that it worked through Iskasya, and it worked. The whole result happened that way. I want you to understand something. When a medrash says something, it never means a pasha. I learned it from you. I know how the world's supposed to run. This is what it's supposed to be. It's a psak halacha that's gone through generations. And that was it. After this decision was decided by Yaakov and Leah, we can't switch it anymore. We can no longer bring about the Mashiach b'Iskalia. And as I said before, as I said in last week's shir, who says it was right? 2,000 years of galus, 2 Bate Mikdashes destroyed, 2 Mishkans destroyed, Tach v'tat, the Holocaust, Crusades, pogroms. Hey, how could it be worse? What would have been if Yitzchak Avinu would have gone through with his plan? What would have been if Yaakov Avinu would have gone through with his plan? What would it be if the man would have decided and not the woman? And not the woman. A Pella. It was right. This is the path that we chose for ourselves. And in fact, at the dinner that I ate tonight, one of the young girls that was there, one of my cousins, said, it's Pashut that it's right. And I said, you're a girl. That's why you understand it. Me, I don't think I ever will. I want things for free. But girls understand, you got to work for your money. You got to work hard for your money. You got to actually earn it. And not just get it for free. I'm going to end basically on that. Guys, there is a world out there. And it's messed up. Messed up. This is the Tikkun year. I expect to not be back until next year around this time. Probably a couple weeks later, maybe, I don't know. Everything changes, you know, everything always changes. And the years are a little bit off, so it's all different. I gave a shir this past Shavuos for 4 hours on why Mashiach is coming this year. Tashin Samach Test, with all the rise that you can possibly find, from everything, from Chelek, from all over the place, everything you can find, proving everything and going through it until Mashiach is coming this year. Fact is, it's better when it's Piskasya. When it gets to be Isgalia, then the Satan gets involved. People should just be quiet. People shouldn't talk about it. This is the year. This is the year which you might have your last chance to really learn. What happens when Mashiach comes? Will there be still Bechir Chofshis? Okay, new. Rambam, Ramban. You can go into that a little bit later. You can do that late at night on Thursday nights. That's something you can start with. And go learn more in Nevuchim and then do the Ramban al Torah. It's hard. It's hard. This is where the real Bechira comes. You know what? I still have to do Ishtadlus. And my Ishtadlus is still why I'm here for Beis Medrash LaTorah. I'm still here for that purpose. A person has to know how the world runs. And if you don't have a Rebbe, you won't know. You won't know. Beis is a really big place. Really big place. And there's 30 people in every shir, except for very few ones, except for maybe Rabbi Hollander and a couple others. And it's very hard to get a connection with the Rebbe, even with the 17 Mashgichim, even with all the Shaul Meshivs, even with everyone out there, because everyone's vying for the same people. You have to fight for it. You have to fight for it. And it's hard when you come out of base. So where do you go? Where do you go? I'm here to be someone, along with all the other Rebbeim that are with me, to be the person that helps direct people, that helps people on the right path. In America, it's hard. It is so hard. You think it's easy to go down the street and deal with all the signs out there? I still know there's a road that takes you to a certain hotel where everybody gets married in Chicago. And down that road, there are 3 billboards. You almost have to gouge your eyes out rather than look at it. You can't look in the road. Every single time I have to take off my glasses. I have very bad eyes. It's like a sakana. I don't know. Yeah, I know the Gemara Sota says that I'm a shote. It's okay. I'd rather be a shote than a chacham. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how the world is just messed up. You need someone to help you. And if you don't have it now, get it now. Get it now. And until that point, if anybody's considering it, I do want to talk to you. I do want to talk to you because I'm a base guy, through and through. As much as I understand where everybody else is coming from, as much as I understand even people in Gush, even people in Neveh, even people from all over the place, I understand everyone. I just went to 24 yeshivas. I started with, well, I still really started with near Jake, but that was only because it was near where I was staying. And then I went to base, and I ended off with base. 24 yeshivas, 23 yeshivas in between. It's a little hard. It's a little hard. I understand where people are coming from. I also understand where a base guy's coming from. I think you're a lot more normal. I'll be honest. I got that on tape. I think you're a lot more normal. I know how hard it is. I know what you need. And you need a Rebbe. You need a Rebbe. That's it, guys. Have a great rest of the year. It would be Zocha to only hear Besoros Tovos in the year of Eliyahu HaTishbi, the Gematria of Tavshin Samach Tes. May it be the year in which only the greatest things in the world happen, and that absolutely, there's lots of fights about Milchamas Gog U'Magog. The Milchamas Gog U'Magog was knocked out, that there is no third. The Milchamas Gog U'Magog is absolutely destroyed, and that Mashiach just comes along and brings everyone together again. It's hard. Think a base guy can really get along with a Gush guy? Think a Rashid guy can really hang out in any other dorm anywhere? Oh my gosh. That place is crazy. I don't know if you've been there. That is a hotel. Oh my. Okay, anyway. It's hard. Work on it, guys. Work on it. Work on it because Mashiach's coming very, very soon. Just go ahead, guys. Have a good week.